Hare Krishna, we are reading Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 10, text 21. This is just the second verse of Krishna's Vibhutis, mystical manifestations of Krishna right here, right now, and available for meditation, huh? For us. Well, not for you personally, because it says even for atheists and materialists. Prabhupada writes. Цело за материалиста и атеиста. And we have a burning controversy lurking in the purport. Hare Krishna. Almost a scandal, but it depends how we take it. So, and it speaks about the sun. Aditya Namaham Vishnur Jyotisham Raviram Shuman Marichir Marutam Asmi Nakshatranam Aham Shashi. Word for word. Adityanam of the Adityas. It means children of Kashyapa and Aditi. In Kaibos Prabodham. Yeah, as soon as you are here, you've gotten double service. You've chanted your japa today too well. Krishna. Aham. I am Vishnu, the Supreme Lord, Jyotisham, of all luminaries. Such a nice translation, because Jyoti means light, and luminary means that which gives light. What do we have in the Slovenian? Do you have luminary, Jyotisham? What's the word? Do you have it there? Medizvore Svetlana, okay. In Ukrainian we have Svitilo. Mm-hmm. That which, yeah. Ravi, the sun. I usually show the, yeah. Yeah, I can show that among the sources of light, Krishna says, I am the sun. No, I'll show it later. Let's keep the intrigue. Amshuman, radiant. Marichi, Marichi. Marutam, of the Maruts. Asmi, I am. You can see Asmi has survived in our Slovenian language as Sem. Yeah, Asmi, Sem. It's the same word. In old church Slavonic, or whatever you call it, Bulgarian, Serbian, whatever, it's Yesm. Anyway, it's very close to this. Asmi, I am. Nakshatranam, of the stars. Aham, I am. Shashi, the moon. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. Of the Adityas, I am Vishnu. Of lights, I am the radiant sun. Of the Maruts, I am Marichi. And among the stars, I am the moon. Purport. There are 12 Adityas, of which Krishna is the principal. Among all the luminaries shining in the sky, the sun is the chief. And in the Brahma Samhita, the sun is accepted as the glowing eye of the Supreme Lord. So next time somebody asks you, have you seen God? What should you say? Prabhupada answered, he said, yes, and so have all my disciples. You can say, well, maybe not the God in full, but I saw his eye. I've seen his eye. You can say, and so have you. Okay, the eye. There are 50 varieties of wind blowing in space. And of these winds, the controlling deity Marichi represents Krishna. Among the stars, the moon is the most prominent at night. Just now we've had the full moon of Ashada, Ashad Purnima. And so many devotees are posting beautiful, beautiful pictures. I don't know how they make these pictures, because when you look with your eye, the moon looks big like this. I remember my father has been very diligent and responsible to give me the required support as I was growing up. So when I was, I don't know, 14, we would go for an evening walk in a city, and he would show me the moon, and he said, see, nobody knows why when you look with the eye, it looks huge as it rises, and then when you take a photo or something, it looks, who has ever taken the photo of the moon? Yeah? You look with the eye, it looks, then you take a photo, what is this? This is some, some small dot. Yeah. So it is still a puzzle. The scientists are still trying to explain what's happening, and they're not sure. They have different explanations. They have like 10 or 12 different explanations. Huh? Yes. All right. So, yes. But the most prominent, very attractive, the moon. The most prominent at night. And thus the moon represents Krishna. It appears from this verse here. Okay, attention, attention. Achtung, Achtung. Pozor, Pozor. It appears from this verse that the moon is one of the stars. Therefore the stars that twinkle in the sky also reflect the light of the sun. What? Let's read. The theory that there are many suns within the universe is not accepted by Vedic literature. The sun is one, and as by the reflection of the sun, the moon illuminates, so also do the stars. Since the Bhagavad Gita indicates herein that the moon is one of the stars, the twinkling stars are not suns, but are similar to the moon. Hare Krishna. Today my namesake, how do you say namesake in namesake? The one who has the same name as me. Svoimenjak. I have a namesake in Zurich. Zurich, Adipurusha. His name is Adipurusha. Adipurusha Das. So he posted. So when I put a like on, I'm a little shy to, embarrassed to put likes under his posts, because it will look like he has put a like on his own post. But he is Adipurusha and I'm Adipurusha Das. On Facebook. Anyway, so he made an interesting post saying that one who is too hung up about materialistic science, one who is too materialistic, he wrote, yes, too rationalistic about material science will be blocked or stopped by Canto 5. And one who is too moralistic, too materially moralistic, yes, will be blocked by Canto 9, for Yukush. Which is anyway, both are about the sky and the gods in the sky. So this verse describes the personal nature of the universe. How there is person everywhere, and even these manifestations of Krishna are personal. And if we are to explain this verse in fullness, this will be like half the Bhagavatam. Because there are 12 Adityas, then the sun and different lights, the Maruts. So the Adityas, the 12 Adityas are described. I have brought Canto 12 because we have just finished. It was 1 year ago, right? Last year. We can say last year. Canto 12. So we have 12 Adityas in chapter 11 described. And it's described in each month which Aditya is shining in the sky, working at the sun station of service to illuminate the universe. And it says, anybody who remembers in the morning and in the evening will become free from all sins which obstruct your progress. So we will read about this month's crew or team in the sky. So that's Adityas. Then also we read about Adityas in Canto 3. Then Maruts and Marichi. Marichi, this is Canto 3 also. And then Maruts. How many Maruts do we have? Maruts. Who remembers? Which Canto and what horrible story? So we have Adityas. Yeah, Indra kept cutting, yes. So 49. Yeah, 49. So we have Adityas, and these are sons of Diti. Those are sons of Aditi, and these are sons of Diti. But they joined the demigods. Usually we have Daityas as demons, but they are actually demigods. But they are 49. 7 times 7. So again, we have the full amazing story in Canto 6, end of Canto 6, how demons become devotees, how bhakti performed with even improper mentality brings to good results anyway. So we have 49. Then we have stars, the moon, this is Canto 5. So you can speak about the whole Bhagavatam. But don't worry, we will not speak about the whole Bhagavatam tonight. We will keep something for tomorrow also. And for some other days. So, I don't even know which part to select first, because so many amazing things are here. So, one probably is the most obvious, the sun. How bright is the sun? Yeah. So now, several different countries, people are writing, oh, I want to move to the North Pole. Oh, this is horrible, 35 degrees. Yeah, well, so 35, that's like what, February in India, right? Yeah, so that's like India in February. 35 degrees. So for somebody coming from India, it's very pleasant. Yeah, it's like, yeah, today I called my friend who lives just across from the mountains from India, across the mountains from India in Uzbekistan. We were in BBT together. So I said, so how, is it hot? He said, no, it's pretty cool. Yesterday it was hot, 45. Today it's cool, just 35. Yesterday was 45. Today it's 33, 34. Yeah. But very pleasant. So the sun is very prominent. And if you check now, the big problem for many people around the world is insomnia, depression. Even in winter, if people would walk in the field or work, walk or work in the field, they would still, even under clouds, on the dark day, they would still would collect a lot of light. You know, here we have another son of India, yes, who, goes through an austerity in winter, right? In winter, it's a big austerity, no sun. Or if you sit inside the house all the time, like right now, it looks bright, right? But here's what it says, 30, 40 lumens. Lumens is the how bright it is, 30 lumens. So for the brain, it's dark, dark night. And if I take it out in the sun, this measuring device, it will be 100,000 or 200,000 in bright sun. Здає 30, зуне або 200,000. So for the brain, you know, without this, and even in winter, if you walk outside, I actually was on dark days under the clouds, I was measuring. I would flip out the phone and measure, and it would be 1,000. 1,000, even under the clouds, as compared to 30 inside, under the bright LED light. Yes. So therefore, you would get some beneficial, healthy rays. The sun is here is called Amshu Man. Amshu, one who has rays. It has some other, one who has many hands and arms. There's some name of the sun. He has many arms. And he's extending and sending, giving you health. Take, take, take. He's giving you different gifts of health. So, just like for me, it was the first year I spent outside of India in the last 20, winter outside India in 20 years. And I visited maybe, I don't know, 10 doctors. And they said, you didn't get enough vitamin D. I said, but come on, I'm going out in the sun, outside. I walk on the street every day. They said, no, you measure. And I measured, and indeed, there was not enough. There was very little. And yes, you said, yes, yesterday one Indian student came to me, and I sent her to take the blood test, and she didn't have enough vitamin D. Not enough vitamin D, not enough calcium. Not enough calcium, pain in the bones. So, yes, we have pain in the bones, pain in our joints. We have arthritis. If we do not have enough association with Krishna in his vibhuti as the sun or some other manifestation of Krishna's merciful forms. So radiant sun. Krishna is there, he's present, he's giving us many different forms of blessings. So Aditya, this is, this was, or rather, among the luminaries, among different luminaries, he says, I'm the sun, Vibhuti. Then Maruts, so Marut, you remember what the name Marut means? Marut. Marut, from, it's a funny. Marut. Marut. Marodi. Don't cry. Because Indra, for a whole year, he was trying to catch Diti in a making a mistake. Because Diti, she made her husband, powerful mystic Kashyapa, very happy, and he said, can I give you something? And he said, yes, you can. Bless me. Yes, what do you want? Bless me that I have a son which will kill the king of heaven, Indra. Oh, what a trap, huh? So then he said, okay, yes, I will give you. You will get a wonderful son who will be fully capable of doing anything to Indra. So here's the process. You worship like this. You chant mantras like that. But never sleep without washing your mouth. Never sleep without washing your hands. Never talk gossip. Never talk to bad women. Meaning, I forgot how he defined bad women there. Meaning, not pure in heart. And big, big list of conditions. And then you will have a very powerful son who will easily kill Indra. But if some mistake, then maybe Indra will kill him or something. Maybe he will be a friend to Indra. And so Indra was watching Diti for a whole year, trying to catch. For a whole year, he was trying to catch. And almost at the end, after 1 year, he caught. She took prasadam and got very tired. You may have experience, yes? You take prasadam and all the blood, for some reason, goes from the brain to worship prasadam in the belly. Yes? And you need to facilitate, you need to accommodate this process, and you have to lie down. So she didn't wash hands or something, or she didn't wash something, hands or mouth, and she liked to take rest, and that was the breaking of the vow. And so Indra entered her womb and started cutting the embryo, which was supposed to be his enemy, and he cut him 7 times. And they all 7 started crying, "Oh, don't kill us, don't kill us." 7, not 1. Already 7 parts, each of them crying. So he says, "Marut, don't cry, don't cry." And they, "No," then he again cuts them. Again 7. So it becomes 49. And they all cry, "Ah, don't kill us, don't kill us. Don't cry, Marut." So he called them 2 times, Marut. So, okay, that's our name, Marut. So they come, Marutas. Maruts. And they take birth, all of them, and it ends so nice because he doesn't kill them ultimately, and he apologizes to Diti, and Diti says, "Oh, forget about me trying to kill you. You have been in my womb, so you are also my son. Dear boy." So she feels motherly feelings to him. So things end well, but they are 49. But they are ruled by Marichi. And Marichi is one of the mental sons of Brahma. There are 10 mental sons of Brahma. He's one of the first mental sons of Brahma, and he is the ruler of the mind. So you can probably bring the whole psychology here, because the lord of the mind rules the 49 winds, and we have winds outside and winds inside. We are like a pneumatic machine, like a whistle. Some wind is blowing and we say something. Then another wind is blowing and we say something else. Like in Mexico or California or wherever it was, when certain winds were blowing, criminals would not be punished for crimes. Because it's a bad wind. It was before, not now. It was 200 years ago. Here also, I think, Switzerland, some other... Last year, now there was some wind from Africa. I remember last year I went out there on the railway tracks, and I couldn't understand. Everything is brown. The air is brown, the city's sky is brown, everything is brown. And it was already the lockdown, nothing was moving, no cars, no nothing, and everything was brown. I couldn't understand why everything is brown. It turned out it was dust from the Sahara Desert, from Africa. 2,000 kilometers blown over here. So different winds influence in different ways. And there are internal winds also. Yes, like this sleepiness after prasadam, this is samana, the wind that's moving, adjusting the food. Or, yes, we can already start introducing the one of the five secondary winds ruled by Devadatta. Devadatta rules yawning. Yeah. So that's Devadatta, also ruled by wind. Yeah. Krinkara, hunger, appetite, another wind. Or during the kirtan, do you sometimes feel the inspiration to raise your arms? You feel it? Sometimes? So, if this is kirtan led by Lalit Govinda Prabhu or Lumanchita Prabhu, this will be spiritual inspiration. But if maybe I will sing something, this will be udana, one of the five pranas. It's a prana that is rising. It inspires you to rise. It's even creating some upliftment and inspiration, things like this. And maybe even your hair will stand up sometimes, somewhere. Anyway, so these are different winds, outside, inside. So therefore, you can see they are connected to the mind also. And they are moving three areas. Prana, body, and mind. So through the mind, you can move the body and the wind, or by breathing. Like, anyway, it's a long discussion of pranayama. It can influence your mind, or by body. If you move your body, then it will influence your prana movement, and that will influence your mind. So they are interconnected. Three are interconnected. Yes. So, and now we are coming also to the very, very controversial point about the stars and the moon and the sun. So Prabhupada is writing that Nakshatrana Maham Shashi means that the moon is shining with the reflected light. Shining with the reflected light. I wanted to give you as an example for something. I forgot what. Well, David Emotion, I'll remember. Something from we discussed yesterday. So, and Srila Prabhupada says something very controversial, that all the stars shine with the reflected light. So, if we read just this one sentence, and if you, like some of us, had astronomy and physics at school, it sounds very, very strange. How is that? But then, as Srila Gopal Krishna Maharaj, when somebody would come to him and ask how to understand, he would say, go read Sadabuddha Prabhu's, Dr. Thompson's Vedic Astronomy and Cosmology. He knows physics, he knows mathematics, and there he explains that reflected does not mean only reflected as in mirror, but reflected in the sense that it transmits the energy. It transmits the, like these bulbs also shine with the reflected sunlight. Because let's say it's coming from a power plant, power station. And let's say it's a power plant on a river. Then river is the energy of the sun, because the sun evaporates, moves by the wind, and then this water falls or is stored in the mountains, in the glacier, or falls in the rain, and then it's still the energy of the sun. Or if it's oil or coal, it is still the energy of the plants, collected plants are under the influence of the sun. They capture carbon from the air, and then they are hidden under the ground, and then they turn into coal or oil, crude oil, and so it's still the energy of the sun. It's a little harder to explain the atomic energy, but not impossible. At any rate, so it is also sort of a reflected energy of the sun. It is still the energy of the sun. So they say that this is the task of a brahmana. Om Bhurbhuvasva. All tat savitur. There are different types of meditation on the Gayatri Mantra, Brahma Gayatri Mantra. So, one of the most introductory classic meditations is to meditate how everything, all the energy, is coming from Krishna's manifestation as the sun. All the three worlds, all the three spheres, all the three levels of existence are energized by the sun. So, this is a way a brahmana meditates on how to find Krishna's presence in everything. Like, for example, before we could point to the floor and say, this parquet inlaid wood is also the trees and energy of the sun. Now we have to add a few steps because I was told plastic, right? So, plastic is coming from oil, and oil we already discussed. It's coming from the sun. So it's still coming from the sun. Either plastic or wood, it's still coming from the sun. So, you're sitting on sunlight. Congratulations. You have come to this temple and you're sitting on sunlight. You can, yes. So, that's how Sadaputta Prabhu explains how different stars reflect the sunlight. Also, if you look into the commentaries of Balda Vidyabhushan, he in fact takes this to not, he says in this chapter 10, there are two kinds of lists, either the most prominent member of a group, like among the Pandavas, I am Arjuna, Krishna says, yes? Among Pandavas, I am Arjuna. Or it can be something connected to the group, but not a member of the group. Like he says, of the senses, I am the mind. Balda Vidyabhushan explains. Of the senses, I am the mind. So the mind is not a sense. There are five senses in Sankhya, in the Sankhya philosophy. So the mind is not a sense. It's the center and ruler of the senses. So he says in the same way, the moon is not a star, but it's the husband of the 27 nakshatras. So he is connected to the nakshatras. He is connected to the stars. And that's why he said that among the stars, I'm just like also Marichi is not a Marut himself. There are 49 Maruts, and Marichi is number 50. But he is connected to them. Yes. So that's Balda Vidyabhushan's explanation, which makes the controversy a little softer. So you can dial up or dial down, depending on what you need to. You can see Prabhupada is not afraid of controversy. He says, I don't know, can I? I will not. Sometimes. Yeah. He says, Prabhupada is not afraid of controversy. He says, yes, there is one sun. There is stars shining, reflected light. He just tries to present things very strongly so that people start thinking. Wake up. What? What did he say? What did he say? Did he say like this? Oh my God. Why is he saying like this? So that people start thinking. He tries to stimulate their thinking. But This whole chapter is the chapter for meditation. It's a chapter for meditation, so the adityas. We mentioned about the 12 adityas. The 12 adityas is also a very special and interesting group. So the 12 adityas are Vamana, so that's Vishnu. That's actually the youngest. And then Aryaman, Indra, Tvashta, Varuna, Dhata, Bhaga, Parjanya, Vivasvan, Amshuman, Mitra, and Pushya. These are the 12 sons of Pushya or Pusha? 12 sons of Aditi. So of them, of course, Vamana is the most famous. And this month, and every month, different Aditya is running the show in the sky. So there are different, there's a team. So this month we have Ashad. This is the Ashad month, or in the Vedic explanation, this is Shuchi Masa. So for this month, Varuna is the sun god. Who would have thought? Of the 12 Adityas, the person in charge is Varuna. Then there is an Apsara who is dancing. That's Rambha. Rambha. Rambha means a girl with a very beautiful figure and thighs. Sahajanya, there is a Rakshasa. We need one Rakshasa there. Huhu, he is singing. So we have Gandharvas. And the Gandharvas singing this month is Huhu. An amazing, wonderful name, Huhu. Sometimes there are devotees with nice names, but I don't know any Huhu. Do you know any Huhu? Thus. Then there is one Naga, dragon, who is used for the transportation. And this is Shukra. It's not the Shukracharya. And then Chitrasvan, there is a Yaksha. One is pulling, one is pushing. It's a complicated transportation task. And we have a sage who is leading the choir of all the sages. And this sage this month is Vasishta. And Srimad Bhagavatam says, if you remember these adityas morning and evening, you're purified of sin. So you have read. This is 11th chapter of Canto 12. So this is a very interesting description. So many mystical ways to meditate on this universe, on the time, on the different aspects of different persons ruling different aspects of this universe, how Rakshasas and demigods are cooperating to run the universe. This chapter here, Krishna is telling how to see him, how to meditate on him. The main thing is to remember Krishna. And if we forget Krishna, we can try to connect what we are seeing to Krishna still. Taking help from the Bhagavatam, taking help from the Bhagavad Gita. So you look in the sky, if it's too hot, that's Krishna. If it's too cold, this is also Krishna. If it's normal, that's definitely Krishna. the main thing is to remember Krishna kindly, with love. And maybe if we remember Krishna kindly, Krishna will remember us also kindly. He's always remembering us kindly, but he will make his kindness immediately effective. So this is the process. Love of Krishna spread through the universe, and we are trying to discover and reciprocate. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments? No, it's very nice. Thank you, Avadhuta Rai Prabhu. In our temple, we have a regular person. If nobody has questions here, he's watching there. That's his service, and he's asking questions every morning and every evening.
Okay, first question. Why the sun is totality of jivas with subtle covering? Why the sun is the totality of jivas?
Dear Vadudaroy Prabhu, what is the reference? Because depending on the reference, the answers will be different. Because... stop you.
And the second is how the sun gets energy from Brahmajyoti.
That's easy. The sun is the main channel for Krishna to send energy here, and already we see it's even in a gross materialistic way pretty obvious how. All the whole life here, movements and everything in our solar system is dependent on the sun. And the sun is the way how Krishna injects or sends or gives his incredible energy into our solar system. Yeah, Krishna is very, it's almost like in your face. Yeah, like we try to be economical, yeah, so we don't pay too much for electricity or whatever. But Krishna puts the heating system at the distance of, I think it's one astronomical unit, right? 150 million kilometers from Earth. And it's still warm. It's enough. It's so hot. It's just perfect. So, yeah. Basically, all energy, Prabhupada says, is coming from, in this universe, coming from Brahmajyoti. So, in our solar system, the source of energy is the sun. So that's coming through the sun, basically. That's how it is coming. The sun is one way, but besides the sun, there are other. And the totality of jivas. Oh, Srila Prabhupada said once that we are sitting on Krishna. Well, sitting on Krishna in the sense that it's Krishna's energy. 5:20:44. Sararta Darshani Tika. 5:20:44. Oh, that's... See, we have numbers, we have everything. Okay, 5:20:44. Mritenda esha etasmin yadabhutato martanda martanda iti vyapadesha. Hiranyagarbha iti yad hiranya. So Hiranyagarbha, yeah, I was thinking it's Hiranyagarbha. That you mean Hiranyagarbha. So Hiranyagarbha, that's one of the... literally means golden egg. I'm in the wrong one. Okay. It literally means golden egg. But also Hiranyagarbha means the original golden embryo of the universe, Hiranyagarbha. And it's the subtlest universal form. It's the first form of the universe. In the second and in the third canto, when it describes... Anyway, it's so mystical. As you hear, you have to like, you're supposed to go into trance and ecstatic trance. Oh, Krishna is so amazing. That's the point of these descriptions. So the golden egg. So this is the first universal form where Garbhodakshaya Vishnu is sleeping, and then the lotus is coming out as this super shining Hiranyagarbha, and these are all the jivas. Shining jivas, and they are desires are packed in a little bag with them, whatever form it is with them. So karma from before, or desires from before, so they are bursting out into the new day of Brahma, into the new creation, and then they are unfolded, and here we are. Here we are. So then we have so this is the karana, the very, very subtle universal form. Then there is next universal form, just simply subtle. Not very, very subtle, but subtle only. This is already different planets, and this is described how the demigods, the senses, how they, there's a universal Purusha, the Viratrupa, Vishwarupa, the one big universal organism. And then the gross, this is what we can touch, the planets and these other things. So this is the third manifest gross universal form. So because the sun is also the golden globe, so it's also called Hiranyagarbha, so the sun is the symbol of these, of the original. Yes. Who is the sun? The sun is the totality of jivas with subtle covering Hiranyagarbha. So that's referring, that's in with reference to the original universal form in the first manifestation, which is like the sun. All right. Something else?
Hare Krishna, and thank you for the lecture. You, on that topic of Balada Vidyabhushan's commentary, you mentioned that some time ago on some of your previous yes. visits. But
I mention it every time.
But you were more in a more extended version then. So our Acharya maybe missed that part of Balada Vidyabhushan's commentary and came to his conclusion.
I don't. yes. Okay.
And he. There is a possibility he made the factual mistake. No problem. I don't care how many suns are in universe, so it's not very important for our spiritual practice. But don't be angry now with the next part of my question. What if he missed something
important?
yes. What if he missed something on Vedic psychology and our Acharya? Prabhupada. What if he missed something of Vedic psychology and this commentary about protection of women can be put under question? Because it's a dangerous territory. I'm questioning how to deal with this danger of separating essential.
Thank
mistakes.
You for the question. Now forget
sorry,
about.
Don't be angry, it's not my question, but somebody could ask from outside.
Yeah, it's a legitimate question. It's a legitimate question. So, this is why. We have devotees who are trying to give the explanations that do not reject either the common sense or the things that we can observe. Like, it's another controversy how the flat earth society has followers all around the globe. According to themselves. So some people take this also as if Srimad Bhagavatam promotes flat earth. Although Prabhupada repeated this as, no, it's not flat earth, it's a globe, like a ball, like a football. It was very clear. But it's one of the possible misunderstandings. So it has to be explained and reconciled. And we need to give an explanation which does not reject also the observable things that are observable very, very clearly, or explain why we observe what we observe, that the Earth is round as a globe. Our planet is a globe, and what does it mean when it says the Bhumandala as the plane? So that we discussed this many times, it's one of the things that are also seen as a controversy. So, we take different, basically we have to take the teaching in totality. To avoid problems, we must take everything in totality. This is the principle of hermeneutics or Vedic Mimamsa explanation. This is the Vedanta conclusion that we have to take everything in totality. And this is what Prabhupada also always says about the Karmi commentators, that they don't take the Bhagavad Gita in totality. Because if you take the Bhagavad Gita in totality, the conclusion is bhakti. But Krishna explains this in a very gentle, elegant, very beautiful way. It's a philosophical poetry. How he adds little by little, how he builds this beautiful palace of the Bhagavad Gita. But Vyasadeva was not happy after writing the Mahabharata. Why? Because he didn't present it for the Kali Yuga brains. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, it's clear, bhakti. For Prabhupada, it's clear, bhakti. But you take, you know, any of the 600 or 1200 translations and commentaries on the Bhagavad Gita, bhakti is lost, Krishna is lost. As Burijan Prabhu was saying, that when he read the Gita for the first time, he thought, yeah, it's a good book, but why Krishna is mentioned there so often? That's how it was translated, right? So that's why Prabhupada comes and he follows the procedure, and every page he says bhakti. Next page, bhakti. Next page, bhakti. Next page, bhakti. So that even if you read just one page, you will understand it's bhakti. It may not look as elegant as Krishna's presentation or Vyasadeva's Krishna's presentation, but for that you have already the study given by Prabhupada's mercy, who brings us Baldevi Debhushan and Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur and all the other acharyas. So Srila Prabhupada was always saying that he wants to translate all of these commentaries, and he was very clearly saying that we want to translate and present and print and publish all these commentaries and books. He's never hiding. He has full trust that this is a very harmonious body, or very harmonious presentation. And if something seems non-harmonious, then we have not understood something. The same with protection of women, and if something looks non-harmonious or exploitative, it means we have misunderstood or somebody is misrepresenting. That's the big trouble, that whoever knew Srila, of all the women who knew Srila Prabhupada, who were with Prabhupada when, in our society, when Srila Prabhupada was there, none of them, not a single one of the ladies, felt any kind of discrimination. On the contrary, every woman felt extreme encouragement and empowerment from Srila Prabhupada. Now they use the word empowerment, but it's, again, kind of encouragement. Prabhupada was trying to help everybody, every woman, girl, unfold completely. And then if, so it's not Prabhupada's fault that some of his followers tried to do what they did. Like, it's a separate topic. You can read Prabhupada's biographies, how it was unfolding. Prabhupada tried to put the stop. He said, look, you grihasthas criticize sannyasis criticize grihasthas, it's Kali Yuga, we all can criticize each other, and everything will stop. Don't waste your time to criticize each other. Try to do something good. Don't try to put anybody down. Try to do something good. And he did. He tried to resolve all the controversies. Now, actually, this is something I was thinking to speak about, but I got carried away by the Maruts and Adityas. Right now, the last, almost 10 years, and especially these few years, it's a very polarizing time. We quarrel, it's like the heat, the very, very hot Kali Yuga. Already, at some points, there was almost, we could think that Kali Yuga is moving back, at least devotees, we didn't quarrel between devotees. But since about 10 times you can see everybody in the world is quarreling about everything. Everybody is quarreling about everything. Yes? Prabhupada writes, quarrel about things that are useless and worthless and very small. What to speak if there is some bigger point? Obviously we can quarrel. So the Vedic process is to find the resolution. Also, that was the GBC task to. So we had a very daring project. Daring, kakoto predersen project in a good sense, not in a good. It's a good word, right? Courageous. Let's say courageous. Very. Pogum. So they got Hridayananda Maharaj, Bhaktivikas Maharaj. They got several thinkers in our society with very different opinions, and they tried. They invited them to write to create some. Hermeneutics methodology, how to explain these controversial points in Shastra. Prabhupada brings it also all the time in he always begins his Ishopanishad, book number 0.1. He says, Shastra says stool is dirty, and Shastra says cow dung is pure. It's a controversy. How can you trust if from the beginning they say such opposing things? So the main idea is to understand that there are things on different levels. Some things are on the same level, but some things, you know, if you try to fit it on the same level, it may not fit. But if you understand that one is fundamental and the other is a detail, then they fit. So that's like the general point is that in general stool is dirty, but in particular this particular stool is okay. It's pure. It's has antiseptic properties. Cow dung from a healthy cow. We can nowadays you can add from a healthy cow. So that's Vedic hermeneutics. But how to bring it to every place in the book, that's our task, and main thing is we need to tolerate life, tolerate the universal hot weather. There's astronomically hot weather, you know, the Kali Yuga storm. It's very difficult to keep peace and very difficult not to hate each other, not to fight with each other, not to quarrel over some secondary, tertiary, or whatever things, and find what's really important, what is really important in life. That's our task, so that we can please Krishna, please the Guru Parampara, and all of these particular questions can be. Regarding Srila Prabhupada's position on. Yes, so the GBC has given the Shastric Advisory Council this task to write the hermeneutics. We wrote it. The GBC was very inspired. And then we even had the first course. So on purpose, from the last part, I didn't participate in teaching. Krishna Kshetra Maharaj was participating in teaching. Urmila Devi, I forgot who else. Several devotees were teaching, and several experienced devotees were invited. The first course was by invitation only, meaning that because it was like one of the first trials, test runs. No, it was not the first, but one of the already fundamental courses run. So the idea is that devotees need to be trained also how to understand controversial statements without rejecting either part, without either disrespecting Prabhupada or rejecting Vallabhi Devushan or rejecting our eyes or rejecting... How does it all fit together? And there will be, there are supposed to be different levels. There will be levels for Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhava, Bhakti Vedanta, for Bhakti Shastri. Prabhupada wanted for all the Brahmanas to be Bhakti Shastri, all the second initiated to be Bhakti Shastris. In general, there is Shastric explanation and reconciliation, harmonization of all the controversial points. And luckily, Srila Prabhupada is not a dogmatic, narcissistic cult leader. He's actually a very humble servant of Krishna, who is really trying to benefit the world. And this is also one other reason we have regular lectures from Prabhupada, so that we can get some personal experience. I remember my first experience when I heard some of his lecture, and when I read, Prabhupada says, when I read, how do I read? Demons, fools, rascals. And I think, okay, that's how Prabhupada is. And then I listen to his him speaking this, and he says, these demons, these rascals are so foolish, they are suffering. Oh, that was in compassion. Oh, he wants to help them. He's not angry. He's not just trying to, you know, point fingers. He's trying to help people. Oh, okay, that's the mood. But, yeah, the weather is tough, and it's a challenge. It's a big challenge. I need to... Blessed are the peacekeepers. Okay. All right, so... Krishna is good. Srila Prabhupada is very merciful. Vaishnavas, among the 26 qualities of Vaishnavas, 5 of them are about kindness. So, good night. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.